I visit a lot of gyms and meet a lot of gym owners and coaches. And while everyone's extremely different, there's one thing that keeps coming up as a commonality, and that is people need coaches. And we know that there's a lot of great coaches out there just trying to find the right fit. So I wanted to throw one out for you today. Sun Country Sports Center in Gainesville, Florida is seeking a full-time recreational director in their multi-program family and youth sports center. The mission at Sun Country Sports is for every person to feel better about themselves when they walk out of the doors than when they walked in. Sun Country is excited to offer this fun position in a great environment and with excellent benefits. The director oversees a team of 6 to 8 part-time gymnastics coaches and manages all operations of weekly school-age recreational gymnastics classes, and the benefits include Blue Cross health insurance. Yes, you get health insurance. Company profit sharing. Yes, you get profit sharing. Paid time off. You know what I'm going to say. And much more. In addition, you don't need to be local to Florida. They are open and willing to help with moving expenses and facilitation of relocation. So apply today at suncountrysports.com/jobs. Again, that's suncountrysports.com/jobs.
It's hard for athletes sometimes to think that you can have fun and be treated like a human without and still get good coaching.
Hey guys, guess what time it is?
It's time for a mini-sode!
I'm your mini-house.
I'm your mini-house too!
Enjoy the show! Let's get going.
Thank you, mini-hosts. Today's mini-sode is focused on Team Swiss. We have Wendy Bruce and Tony Retrosi, who are currently acting as interim head coaches to the senior national team of Switzerland. And I wanted to find out what that was all about. Hope you enjoy it. All right, Wendy and Tony, welcome to the show. Wendy, welcome back to the show.
A little bit has changed.
A little bit. You're in a slightly different place right now, doing slightly different things, but I hope what is still intact is your ability to sing, because you know that that's what people are expecting right now. You don't need to do it yet. We can work into it.
No, I have. I'm all warmed up.
Okay, good. You knew. All right. Well, I've already introduced you guys in the intro to the show, but I do want to just let the listeners know that Wendy and Tony have been over in Switzerland for, let's see, you guys went in November, is that right?
Beginning of October.
Oh, beginning of October. Wow, it's been a long time.
It's been 2 full months today.
Wonderful.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Wendy, to 2 months here.
Cheers.
It's also 6 hours later, so they get to have a cocktail. I love it. So let me start with Tony. And Tony, can you tell us, how did this situation arise for you?
I basically had a friend named Chris Lakeman, who is also an American working here in Switzerland. There were numerous gymnastics administration problems at the national level, some of which were similar to what the U.S. was facing, just not to that extent. So the senior national head coaches had been let go, and the girls were left without a coach, like nobody in the gym. Chris called me up and said, hey, do you know anybody that is, you know, could come over and coach? And I said, how long are they looking? He goes, oh, like a month, maybe 2 months, just to get them through this hard time. And I'm like, well, I can do it if it needs it. And he said, okay, let me get you in touch with this man, David Hauser, who is the elite high performance director. Had a couple emails back and forth with him. And then all of a sudden he said, yeah, we'd like you to come over, and you need people to come with you. So I sent a text to Wendy. I said, hey, Wendy, do you want to do a clinic in Switzerland? And I just put in parentheses, October to December. And she said, well, what weekends? And I said, oh, no, the whole time. And she said, call me. That's basically how it started. We went back and forth.
I'm going to stop you for a second. Wendy, do you corroborate this story?
This is true.
Okay.
No parts of this story have been embellished yet.
Not
and
yet.
And then the names have been kept the same. Wendy, what was your initial reaction when you heard this from Tony?
No, like there's no way I could get away 3 months. So I just thought, oh, that stinks. And then he said, oh, he'll call me later. So on the way home, I got home and I was talking to my husband and we were like, well, could we make this work? It's, you know, if it happens, and everything was kind of up in the air for a very long time. So it was like, could we make it work? I think so. And then, you know, we're trying different ways of how we would make it work. And, you know, it's an opportunity. And then finally we were like, yeah, if it happens, I definitely want to take that opportunity. And then it literally was like, I talked to David a week later, I'm flying here.
Wow. So what was the process in getting all of that international travel and everything that goes along with it together in such a short amount of time?
I'll start. I was doing a training camp in Italy when everything got confirmed. So I called Wendy. We said, okay, let's figure this out. I changed my flight and flew directly from Rome, Italy to Zurich, checked everything out, then flew back to Boston for the weekend.
Oh, just a little jaunt over to Boston for the weekend.
I had to change clothes. All I had was summer clothes because I had been in a warmer climate. Mm-hmm. By the time I got back to Zurich, Wendy was already here in Coach It. Like, this thing
wow.
came together quickly.
I think at first it was just trying to get confirmation. And, you know, in the meantime, the Federation here had to hire all new people. And, you know, they were also going through a lot too. So just the people in charge weren't just that. It wasn't like they had one job to hire somebody and get them over. It was like, we were one of like 100 things that they were trying to do.
So the whole administrative side of things, all of that was getting revamped, restaffed?
Much of it. Yes.
Okay. Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it had been, I think some people started in April. So it was kind of on its way. Once we got confirmation, it was like, can I book the fight? Am I coming? And they said, yeah, book the fight. Get over
wow.
here. So it was like, okay. Once we got here, it was the most organized. Once, you know, somebody already had me set up and picked up from the airport, and everything's been that organized since. So it's been pretty cool.
So the new admin team is thumbs up.
Oh yeah.
Every other country should be jealous of these people. They're really, really great people.
That's great. When you went on that first day, did you guys have a feeling for what type of climate you were walking into and what reception you would get?
I had come in and met the girls about 4 days before Wendy when I was up here very quickly. I met the girls. And so I already had a little bit of a feeling for their personality because I was here for one workout, but that really didn't count until Wendy and I were both here together. And I think our combined energy is, I think, what changed things in the gym.
What do you mean by changed things? What changed?
Wendy, jump in if you want to try to describe the feeling when we first got here to now. I mean, it was the girls lacked confidence in general. And you could tell by just when we had them lined up. I mean, and they didn't know us.
Right.
They didn't know that we joked around a lot, that we were upbeat. So coming in, we really didn't know their gymnastics. We'd seen some videos, but even that, we're still learning. We're 8 weeks in, and somebody told me the other day that I said, oh, we're having trouble with connections on bars. We don't have anything in connection value. And she said, oh, I can do a Ray. I'm like,
I just had that in my back pocket for the last few months, Coach.
So we're still learning.
Well, and also when we came in the first, you know, the first week of October, and the two of the girls were leaving for Worlds 2 weeks later. So we had two girls that we had to get ready for Worlds. Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Three girls. Sorry, Anina. One of our girls got hurt during the competition or during the podium. So we had three girls that were getting ready. And the other girls, we were just done with season because they just had their last competition the weekend before we came. And so we had two different groups of kids with two very different training plans and still getting to know what they were, you know, what they could do. Mm-hmm. Where they were, it was, I think that after 2 months, we're finally to a point where now it's like, we're still learning things, but we know the girls and we're at least on a good path right now.
So you guys didn't come in the off season, get them up to speed, get everybody kind of solidified in the training plan that you had and then approach a season. You came in and they had a major competition very shortly after.
Well, they had Worlds and then they
major competition.
And then they had Arthur Gonder and Swiss Cup. Two weeks later. So we just stopped competing. Or I say we as if I'm competing, but they just stopped competing.
Wendy, this is one of the reasons I love you. Like even the fact that you just caught yourself saying that, because you are a part of this. I texted you and asked how it went. You told me, and I said, congratulations. And you're like, well, I'm just making sure that they feel comfortable and confident. I'm not really, like, I'm just here to make sure that they feel okay. But you know, they were there largely in part because they had coaches to take them there. So don't take that lightly. But I just love that so much about you. Like, I didn't do anything. Yeah, you did. But yes, those athletes deserve so much credit for just being able to continue on with such a disruption in their day to day.
Well, there was a month, the month of September or the month of October, they didn't have a coach in the gym.
They had Julia.
They had Julia, who had just finished competing at the Olympics.
Yeah. Oh, Sangerer?
Yeah.
Yep. And then they had kind of a parade of other coaches from regionally and from nearby who would come in and spot a little bit.
Okay.
But so there wasn't a training plan. There wasn't the girls made it through the month, and we came in and just tried to get to know them with the three girls going to Worlds with. One girl who wasn't going to Worlds but had an international competition was competing at Swiss Cup the beginning of November. Mm-hmm. There was just a lot of juggling, and it's not a big group. There's only 13.
Okay. And this is the senior national team. So what's going on with the juniors? Are there juniors?
There are.
Okay.
I don't really know. I'm still learning how they do things. They have what they call a Cotter test this weekend, which is a little bit like TOPS testing. And this will be our first opportunity to see what juniors are out there in the country.
Nice. Nice. All right. So these competitions that you went to, obviously there was Worlds and I'm going to say it wrong. Arthur.
Gonder.
Is that the one that had the huge opening and it was just a beautiful competition? Is that the one that you're telling about?
That was Swiss Cup. Yeah.
That was Swiss Cup. Okay.
Yeah.
And that sounds like something that maybe the world doesn't realize how big and great that actually was. Can you talk about that a little bit?
So this apparently was the first time they had a live band. And it was a show. There was so much energy. I mean, they had performers for the opening. They had a lady sing the national anthems of the countries that won. Like it was at first I thought it was just a recording and I looked over, I was like, oh my gosh, like
the same
it was
lady.
It was incredible.
Well, you know, we also in America think that it's so weird to speak more than one language, but clearly.
Well, that's another thing. So coming in here and speaking English, you know, most of the kids go to speak English until I think it was like they said third or fourth grade. So all of the kids speak a little bit of English. Mm-hmm. There are some girls that speak more English. So we asked, and Julia speaks very good at English. So she translates a lot. We have noticed that some of the things get lost in translation a little bit. Mm-hmm. One of my stories is one of the girls was doing hand layout on beam. And I said, okay, no more. And she gets up and she does another one. And I said, okay, that lost in translation. I said, no more. And she said, I heard another one. I guess in Swiss German, no mal means another one. And I said, no more. She heard another one. So I said, okay, now it's done.
We're
stop.
Wendy's making a big like Wonder Woman symbol with her arms.
Stop. So it's funny because now you will ask them to do something and they shake their head like they understand. And then sometimes they do something different. It's like, okay, Julia, we're starting to understand a little bit of what they're saying. It's not as easy to learn a language when the language is so complicated, like Swiss German. So all of their English grades on their tests have gone way up. So
even within the team, there are a number of different languages. So in Switzerland, they speak German, French, Italian, and Roma, which I don't know. That's a very small population. We have one girl from Ticino, the south, that speaks largely Italian. And she has trouble communicating with the other girls in German, so she'll communicate with them in French. We have other girls who actually share an apartment together who speak two different dialects of German, of Swiss German, so communicate in Hochdeutsch, which is like your formal German. And so even within, you know, they look and it's like constantly the telephone game going around and all you wanted was somebody to fill up the water bottle.
You know what that reminds me of is I got a MacBook Pro last year that apparently they're like, this was a bad idea. We're going to go back to the old way. But it has all those ports that are just like the little slit. Like there's no USB, there's no fire, there's nothing. And so everything has to be connected to 900 other things just to get the original message that you wanted. It's like the image I had in my head as you were saying that. Just in case it looks like I'm all over the place, you guys. I did an interview yesterday and the second I pressed end, I became Goldilocks sitting in the small chair. It just collapsed underneath me. And so I'm on my knees right now, but it hurts. So I keep putting, I'm just trying to adjust. So I'm not like, it's not what it looks like. So I saw some videos that you guys have been posting. The skill stuff, of course, is just really, really, really cool to see. But one of the things that stood out was the trick-or-treating. And tell me about that. What was the reception of that?
I'm just a big kid, so I love Halloween and coming over and I'm like, oh, they don't really do trick-or-treating here. They really don't do anything. And so Wendy and I decided, we're like, hey, we're going to bring tricks for treats at the gym.
Nice.
And so we went out and bought a lot of candy for the kids and had a number of different skill things that they had to accomplish. Some of it was team oriented, some of it was individual, but we were able to fill all their bags with various candy.
Swiss chocolate.
I gave Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh, yeah.
Tony's keeping it real.
Yeah. And so, the kids with the Reese's, they hadn't had them before. They were like, you guys eat this? And I'm like, it's the best.
They're like, it's the best.
They just had no appreciation for Reese's peanut butter cups.
Well, was a little they've sad. Been spoiled.
Oh, they just have to deal with the Swiss chocolate.
So, Wendy, you're a wonderful coach and technician, but you also have another skill in the mental training that you do. But that is so much based on verbal communication. Is that something you've been able to impart on these athletes?
That is difficult. So what we've been doing is using just being, okay, so being normal, you know, talking to them and explaining to them, you know, why you're going to be okay. And, you know, having them think through their skills and making sure that we're using the mental training tools as we're coaching. So I think the hardest thing is couple girls have had really, really bad injuries before we got here. So, there's a reason why some of them should be scared of some things. Mm-hmm. And so I was trying to explain, one of the girls landed on the cement on her knee during a Yurchenko, and she's scared of her Yurchenko. Rightly so.
Go figure.
Yeah. So I was trying to explain to her how she's associating the Yurchenko and trauma. To that emotion and trying to explain trauma to her. So I had to draw a picture and like drew the picture of like her brain experiencing the trauma and drew the picture. And so she was understanding it. And then I had to draw a picture of how we're going to try to retrain her not to be so emotional with, you know, and how that works. And I felt like I had to do that with the picture because it wasn't, there's no way I could communicate that in words.
But did you?
There was such a,
did it yes. work? It got yeah. through?
Yes. Even while she's working through it, you know, trying to get her to focus on what she needs to do and the steps of how to do it and being able to use that. So it's kind of like they don't know they're being mentally trained. We're just using it with our coaching.
Yeah. That's interesting. And that images are so powerful anyway. That's why art is such an amazing thing. And that's why you go to a dentist office and you see mm-hmm. certain types of art and you see different kind of art. It's there's subliminal things that happen and mm-hmm. it's just a powerful thing, but also it's a quick reference. You can look at that picture and go, okay, you yeah. don't need a speech. You don't need to read a paragraph. So I think that's really interesting. It sounds like you might have yet another tool in your box.
Yeah. And even with her, you know, I was explaining to her, I, you know, showed her my vault during championships 89 and how, you know, I struggled on vault too and can completely understand where she's coming from. And so I think she and I both watched my vault. And after I, you know, the video, we both looked at each other. We both had tears in our eyes because it was like, aww. We both had this connection of like, I know what she's going through. Yeah. You know, I don't know exactly, but I mean, I understand the struggles of, you know, being scared of something and being scared of vault. And I think she learned how to trust me a little bit more and understanding that, you know, I'm not going to try to get her to do her vault because I want her to do her vault. You know, she's got to learn how to do her vault and we're going to help her do that. So I think, you know, it's been hard to gain their trust just because they've been through so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think also it was hard, you know, it's hard to, for athletes sometimes to think that you can have fun and be treated like a human without, and still get good coaching.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not one or the other. So it's interesting because we told them we're proud of you. And they just kind of looked at us like, that is so uncomfortable for me to hear. Yes. And we were like, we're going to keep saying it until you get comfortable. Cause
that's what I was wondering. Like if what their experience was before, if they're kind of connecting, being kind as not being a strong coach, right? Or is this actually going to work? They're smiling at us and patting us on the back. That's not going to work. Is it so polar opposite from what they were experiencing before? Or do you even know that?
We don't really know that. We didn't ask the kids. We talked to one of the girls and, you know, said, you don't have to answer us, you know, but just wanted to make sure that, you know, if there was anything you ever wanted to talk about, let us know. And she said, you know, she didn't want to talk about anything. And so we just took what we have here and we're moving forward with it.
If you want to hear even more content and see even more content, please make sure to follow me at Nicole Langevin Consultant on Facebook and Instagram. You can also follow this show on Twitter at YouThinkPod. You can also see events that I am participating in or holding if you go to precisioncoreo.com/registration. If you haven't already, please subscribe, rate, and review. I know you hear that phrase a lot, but the reason you hear a lot is because it makes a big difference.
The funny thing is, this is like one of the most talented groups of kids ever. They've literally almost coached themselves over the last couple of years to be where they are. Wow. So just to get some technique and conditioning and some structure, their improvement, what they've improved in the last couple of months has been absolutely extraordinary. The funny thing is, you know, because sometimes kids are so talented, when you give them the corrections, they're like, man, I can already do this. Why do you need to tell me? So we have this little girl who's just, I don't even know what she has in her legs, but they're like little rockets. And she's doing some skills. And so I'm giving her some corrections and she did one of the corrections and it worked. And she goes, I was like, she's like, it worked. I'm like, oh wait. Yeah.
But also, are you surprised that I was right? I mean, are you surprised I know what I'm talking about?
I think they have to gain your trust. Just because we walk in doesn't mean that we know what we're talking about. You know, so yeah, I think that once they started realizing that we are, nice and we do know what we're talking about, they were like, all right, game on.
I think there may have been a lack of feedback to them. And so when we are, and we're, Wendy and I tend to be very positive. And when we go out there and we're being positive and we're encouraging them, initially they didn't know how to take it. And when we said it, I remember during lineups, girls, I'm really proud of everything you went through today. They had this look of shock. They just hadn't, they hadn't heard that. I don't know if it's cultural. I don't know if it was the previous situation, yeah. But I like to see the fire in their eyes now. Now they come in hungry.
Yeah. Yeah. So Tony, that just reminded me of something. I don't know if you noticed, I got a little choked up when you said that, but one of the things I said at Doc's funeral was that I remember being at level 8 regionals, being on the Massachusetts team, and it was all kids from Mass Stars, his gym, and then me from Central Mass. He wasn't my coach at the time. And I fell off beam. And I never fell off beam, and I was the only one that fell. And he gathered us all up after, and he points at me, and he said, do you guys see what she did? And I just remember going, oh, you know, because I'm dwelling in it. He goes, she got back up on there, and she finished that routine. You never would have known she fell. That's being a champion. That's being, and I was like, oh, what? Like, what world are we in? This does not compute. So I understand that feeling completely that they're having of like, wait, we're not in trouble. We're good. You like me?
There are still a lot of docisms that come out of my mouth. One of the girls who I kind of had to teach her how to fight. If her skills weren't perfect, she just didn't have a very large comfort zone. And I said, the best routine you're going to do is the one where you're off on every handstand, but you make it through.
Yeah.
That's the one I'm going to be proud of. So she could fight. And she did that in her first international competition and landed and looked and said, I fought. And I'm like, yeah, you did. That was so good. That That's was awesome. So good. And those are the moments I coach for. Because those are, I don't know, life lessons. Those are things yeah. that are going to carry past what we do in the training hall.
Right, right. Well, that's a little more than gymnastics, huh?
A little bit.
Very important question for you guys. Where are your little smidgens of accents that are supposed to happen when you're engrossed in a culture for an extended period of time? Where are those? I'm a little disappointed.
Well, my wife's name, as you know, is Stephanie. Mm-hmm. We have a Steffi on the team. And I find myself calling my wife Steffi more frequently.
That's awesome.
And she's like, what? And
she's like, wife, Tony, how much have you been drinking?
I know. She's like, do you have a head injury? And I'm saying super a lot more.
Nice.
Well, it's funny because they say tip top and super. And to us, those are kind of silly terms.
Yeah.
But they think awesome is silly. So when I say awesome, they'll take back. They're like, awesome, dude.
So that's like if they were doing a caricature of, right. of an American.
Yes, I'm like, I get it. So yeah, we don't make fun of them at all because I'm like, I get it. If us saying tip top is you saying like, awesome, dude. So I'm like...
So that was my final question on the technique side of things. You know, you go to just in the U.S., if you go from one state to another and you call a clear hip a free hip or a free hip a clear hip, the kids look at you like, what the hell are you talking about? Or a mill circle and a stride circle and a back handspring and a flick flack, all of these things that regionally just within our country are different.
But I can't
So if it's a name, like a Shushanova is a Shushanova, your Chenko's a Yurchenko.
Yes,
okay.
But they call every skill by its name. So full in on floor is a Sukahara.
Okay,
a full in or a full out off bars is also a Sukahara. But any release move from low to high bar is a Shapo. Doesn't matter if you're good. And I'm like, and now it matters because
you just use your hand to show it.
Yeah, because you're only allowed to touch your feet so many times in the new code. So as we're choreographing the routine, she was, well, I do a Shapo up and then I do a Ray. And I'm like, wait, does your Shapo have your feet on the bar? And so it does get a little convoluted. It's just everything from low to high bar is a Shapo.
I like that. Shapo.
It's confusing as heck.
Kristen Maloney's not going to like that very much, but
I call it a Maloney, and they looked at me like they didn't know what it was.
Keep calling it a Maloney. Yeah. It's a movement. So my final question before we sign off here is, what you guys are doing is pretty incredible, and the fact that it's you two is very incredible. Have you talked to anybody about this? Have you been approached to talk about your experience?
Nobody's asked me. People know I'm here. People had reached out to Wendy when we couldn't go to Worlds because of our visas. Mm-hmm. But people reached out, oh, you're coaching the Swiss. Oh, you're not here. We're not going to talk to you. So.
Gotcha.
You're the first.
Okay. Well, other people out there that do interviews, these guys are they're a good hang. So I would jump on it. All right, guys. Well, anything else you want to share before we go?
There's so much that we don't understand yet that we're just learning. and it can get summed up with something that happened like our second day here. We're on the side of a mountain, literally walking up this mountain. The easiest way to get this town is by a cable car, and we're not kidding. And so we're walking up and down this mountain. We go down to the dining hall at lunch, and then we've got to haul ass to get back up to the gym in time for training. And we get up there and we're out of breath. We're at altitude. Our legs are burning. And we look at the girls and we're like, how do you guys do this every day? And they go, well, there's a bus. And we're like, you could have told us.
Yep.
Oh, that's amazing.
There's been a couple of those. One, yeah. another one was, they have two spring floor. And so I was talking to Chris Lakeman, and I said, we've got to get them something softer to tumble on, because it's killing their feet. You know, we can't just keep doing hard ground, you know, punches. And he said, they don't like the rod floor. And I was like, we have a rod floor? Well, they kept saying, like, the other, we always go on this tumbling. This one, I guess, was a rod floor. And they said it was bouncier, but they said it was bouncier because the guys had broken it in. And so it's like, we'll just tumble here. Right. So we looked and we're like, it's a rod floor.
We have a rod floor.
We're rod floor.
6 weeks later, we're like, yeah. I texted Tony. I said, I think we have a rod floor. He's like, no way.
Yeah.
He looked, he's like, it's a rod floor.
It's a rod floor.
Oh my gosh. Do you guys have an air floor too? You don't know what's over there.
No. Maybe.
Yeah, we could. Maybe it's in a closet someplace. We haven't found it. We do have, it's one of the other great things is, the other staff that are available to the gymnasts. We have doctors on site, physical therapists on site, sports psychologists on site, sports scientists on site. We had a girl, she took an awkward landing. It wasn't bad. Came in short on a double pike off a beam into the resi. And so she went down to the doctor and sent us a text, like just, it's 500 meters away.
Right.
And said, well, he's going to give me an MRI and he'll get right back. Like,
wow.
Came back in, you know, like 40 minutes later was back in the gym.
That's amazing.
He had questions on increasing their leg power, and this sports scientist comes up and he says, okay, here's this program I've designed to increase leg power, and I've already divided up and we've already done these tests with these girls, and here are the groups, and this is what they need to do.
And we had some questions with the new code. Oh, we had questions with the new code. And we said, you know, can we have a judge come in at least once a month? David got on the phone, called the judge right then. He said, yeah, she can come Friday. We were like, okay.
This was
anything
seconds.
Else we need?
Yeah. I'd like $1 million, please.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So I see the selling mm-hmm. point there. That's mm-hmm. pretty amazing. Wow. I'm really speechless. That's how it should be. I know that it's easier said than done, and that's got to cost something, but wow, that's really great. So interesting. I feel like we could do a couple more of these and learn even more about it, but it is mini, so we got to keep it mini. Wendy, quick question. Did you figure out the Schaefer on beam?
Yes.
Okay.
I did not figure it out. I still can't do it. I'm turning too early.
Wendy texted me and and asked if I could, what, you didn't even say, do I have any, what drills do you have for this?
I just assumed you had a whole book. I know what your book looks like. So I assumed it was on like page 35 and I just haven't looked there yet. So
no, I got to get to the next chapter. We'll start doing the whatever L valued skills.
All right. The index.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for your time and enjoy your cocktails.
Thank you. Thank Thanks, you. Nicole.
Good All right. I'll talk everything. To you soon.
Cheers. All bye-bye. Right,
bye. Bye.
I hope you guys are enjoying the show, the full episodes, the mini-sodes, and it looks like many of you have stumbled upon our playlist on YouTube, Gymnastics Conversations, that can be found at youtube.com/whatmakesyouthinkpodcast. And don't forget to subscribe there as well. You know, the show is a ton of work, but being able to sit down with such incredible people and have these conversations and then share them with you has made it so incredibly worth it. And it might seem like there's a big crew behind all of this, or maybe it doesn't, but it really is just me doing the booking, the research, the interview execution, the editing, and the promo creation. My husband Derek creates the music, and our wonderful friend Keith Larson does the sound mixing. And that's it. And we want to keep this going. So I wanted to let you know about our Patreon page, where you can show your support for us and help us continue to do this. And in return, you'll get things like special requests, shout outs, Q&As, and even a one-on-one phone call. So check out the Patreon page, and you can find the link in the show notes. Thanks, guys.
That's going to be it for today, guys. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show.
Until next week.
Keep thinking outside the box.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Have a nice day.